Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Today in Southern Cross, I am talking to AUT Pacific Media Centre's reporter, Rahul Bhattarai, as per normal. How are you going, Rahul?
Very good, thank you, Jemima. Good. Yourself?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. We are talking about the centre's news stories and issues being covered. Today, our topics include the Rainbow Warriors' arrival in Auckland, mixed feelings among youths about the Fijian election, and how do you pronounce that word? Bougainvilleans.
Yeah.
There we go. Fight for independence continues. So, to begin, Rahul, last week the Rainbow Warrior has returned to Auckland in a campaign to make oil history. Would you tell us more about it?
Yes, absolutely. Now, look, Rainbow Warrior is doing a trip around New Zealand to celebrate its historic win against Big Oil earlier this year. Mm. Now, they are celebrating the win with the many individuals and groups who made this possible. In the event, they spoke about clean, green future, informed the public about work Greenpeace is involved in at the moment.
Mm.
And also the historic importance is about the Rainbow Warrior coming to Auckland is to remember that the Rainbow Warrior was bombed by the French secret agents on July 10th, 1985. And at the port of Auckland, killing one of the photographers on board, Fernando Pereira.
Yes.
And it was also open, for public viewing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not too sure if you went
really?
To it, but yeah.
Yeah. Did you go along?
I went on Wednesday to cover the story, so I didn't have time to go on the weekends. But I went to the boat, out to the ship, and I saw everything, and I was shown around.
Oh, wow.
It was really nice. Although. Yeah. It has definitely changed from the original Rainbow Warrior 1 was.
Yeah,
with
I
fancy
can imagine.
High tech.
Yeah. I can imagine it have to be a little bit different now.
Yes, absolutely. And now I think they have sailed yesterday to Whangaparoa Bay and to the East Coast to pay respect for the work the community has done to help Greenpeace and Rainbow Warrior. After that, they are sailing off to Wellington for another event where most of the politicians are going to be coming around to talk about the future of energy in New Zealand. And from then on, they're gonna sail down to Kaikoura, where it will document wildlife. And from there, they will go further down to Lyttelton and Dunedin and Stewart Island. And that's the end of the New Zealand trip. And from here, they're gonna go to Australia. So yeah.
And so they're sort of continuing on a similar sort of discussion.
Yeah. So in Australia, I think they're going to Great Australian Bight to sort of protest against the offshore oil mining.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's the plan.
Cool. So there has been a mixed reaction about the Fijian elections among youths due to uncertainty around the election date and the changes in the way Fijians consume the news. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, because Fiji government has not set a date for election, some of the youth are sort of losing patience, you know. If we know when the date is, we look forward to the date, we're preparing to vote, we are being informed, we are learning, reading the news every day, and we're looking forward for the date. It's sort of like a hype. But now we know the election is coming, but we have no idea when it's coming, and it sort of builds up and it's losing its, you know, the core.
Is it just youths that are feeling this, or is this like a feeling that's right across?
Look, I think there would be a frustration right across the country,
yeah.
Because we know something is happening, but the frustration of the unknown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and also the way they are, and also I think some people thought that youth aren't involved in election as much. However, they have failed to realize that in modern world, we tend to engage in social media rather than reading the traditional newspapers, unfortunately. But that is also good in a way, because if I am to talk to politicians directly on social media, I would be getting their direct response instead of going through second or third man, which is the newspaper reporter or newspaper, and you know?
Mm.
So those are the things that...
So is there a lot of activity online, social media-wise?
Yeah, there has
the
been
Fijian
a lot of
elections.
Activity on social media. And also youth, they feel that their voices aren't being heard.
Nobody's listening to them.
Nobody is listening to them in person. So it's better for them to go on social media and talk and sort of talk about what they think and express themselves more openly.
Who are these youths? Like are they voicing this opinion on social media, or are you talking to them personally?
Oh, this was one of our reporters, Sri Krishnamurthy, was in Fiji in hoping to cover the election.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote an article and he sort of sent it to us not too long ago, a few days ago. And he spoke to a few of the students from university there, I think USP, that's the university.
Yes.
And also the students, they said that university aren't letting them talk about political issues and about politics in general.
Wow.
There's a fear that if university allows students to do that, there's a fear that government might think the university is being anti-government.
Oh my goodness.
That is the reason why there's other frustration as well. Yeah.
Because isn't it just learning about how your government works?
Yes, absolutely. The university should be the place for education and information for everything. Mm. Whatever your ideological point
Completely.
Of view is, you need to teach people and learn people. That's the place for learning, you know.
So are the young people from university going to do anything about it? Do you know? Are they other than speaking up? And
well, what they have done is gone on social media, directly speak to politicians, ask questions. But apart from that, there are very little they can do about it. And also, other frustration they expressed was politicians don't listen to their voice. And it's not good to listen to students or youth just while and during the election campaign. They need to listen to them after the campaign as well.
Mm.
And the other frustration they raised was that
yes.
Yeah, sorry, the other frustration they raised was it's what do you call it? sorry.
No, all good.
Yeah, so it's not that great. They're not very confident in the government. Oh, yeah, and when they vote for people, they think that they are voting not for the people, but the party itself. Mm. So, for example, if they vote for an MP or one of the statesmen there, they are not being represented in the parliament. Rather, someone else from the party is going, taking their seat when they have won the vote in that place. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that is one of the frustrations the students have raised.
Yeah. Well, it sounds, very difficult. So let's move on to the next question. With Papua New Guinea is preparing for a referendum to decide the future of, can you pronounce it again for me so I know?
It's Bougainvillean.
Bougainvillean, right. For Bougainville. But Independence hardliner Gabriel Moses says that Bougainvillians will only accept independence from Papua New Guinea. Could you elaborate more on that?
Yes, absolutely. Now look, Bougainvillean want to have a separate independent state. They want to split from Papua New Guinea, PNG, okay? Now, for the independence, they've fought for about 10 long years, sacrificing about 15,000 lives.
Wow.
And now Gabriel Moses he's an independence hardliner who wants nothing but an independent state of Bougainville. But the problem here is that the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, last week said that the PNG constitution did not permit the granting of independence to any province or region in the country.
Mm.
Now, although they are preparing for a referendum, which is done on 15th of June, I'm not too sure how hopeful it is. Moses said that the Bougainvillean is ready for independence of its because it has a vast natural resources like mines and things like that. And they also feel that because Bougainville has more similarity to the Melanesian culture, they want to be separate and sort of they would rather have a stronger relationship with the Malaysians than the PNG, who are sort of suppressing them of their basic human rights.
Yeah, that's completely fair enough. Mm. So do you have any other points to add on that one?
Well, all the best to the Bougainvillea. Hope they get what they want.
Yeah, hope they get what they want, get their independence. Yeah. So thank you very much, Rahul.
That was the Southern Cross.